So yeah, I started to more and more understand metta in that way, particularly as how I related to my emotional experience. That's what I really thought of metta as being. How are my feelings? How are my emotions? How do I keep track of that? And that really became the main way I practiced for some years. I had quite a long phase where that was what was important to me. For years, my practice was just keeping in touch with my heart. That's what I always called it. That's what I always said, keeping in touch with my heart. So just keeping tuned in with care and interest and patience, trying to just see what was actually going on and bringing love to my heart, to whatever state it was in. So it was really a sort of mindfulness of emotions, or a self-metta practice, depending how, what you call it or how you frame that. I thought of it as self-metta. But in the mindfulness of breathing, I try and keep in touch with my heart. And my metta bhavana practice was mostly first stage for quite a lot of the time, quite often anyway. I certainly had a phase where mostly I'd do just sitting with my heart and just trying to really find out what was there and bring love to that. And in daily life, I try to remember to keep in touch with my heart, or at least to check in with it from time to time. And to, check out if I was trying to make decisions and things as well, kind of what my heart sense of those was, which was often quite, brought some clarity to things, actually. In tuning in, trying to find my heart, often there was greyness, not much there, so I'd sort of practice trying to take an interest in that, relating to that, and just really watching out for the small, subtle emotions. Sometimes there's not a lot going on, so again, I'd really be sort of wanting it to be this huge, lovely, warm, glowy experience, but it might not be like that, trying to just find the subtle things going on. I was thinking it's a bit like looking at the sky on a grey day. Actually, the last couple of days, it's been pretty uniformly grey. There's not much to take an interest in. It's been that very blank grey. But sometimes a grey sky can have tinges of colour in it or some movement. If there are some clouds, you can kind of still watch those. And there's different sorts of grey. And, you can get a bit more interested than first meets the eye if you really pay attention. Or it's a bit like a January garden that seems all quite dead and bleak and empty. But if you really look, you start to find there are some little shoots. There's little things starting to grow that you can sort of just gently encourage or just pay attention to. There might even be a snowdrop. And you don't really want to just trash that for not being a rose, do you? It's just,